Good evening. This week's parasha, Parsha's Pinchas, towards the end of the parasha, the Torah talks about the karbanos that were brought on the Yom Tovim, and when speaking about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk referring to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah says that on the seventh day, on the seventh month, the first day, it's a Yom Tov, Yom Teruah Yelachem. This is in Perek Chavtaz, pasuk Aleph. So it says Yom Teruah Yelachem. And this phrase, Yom Teruah Yelachem, that is, should be a day of blowing. So the Gemara has a drasha in the Yerushalmi and Sukkah, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, which the Torah Tumim quotes. There, the Gemara has a halacha. The Gemara has a brisa that a shofar of Avodah Zarah, or a shofar that comes from Meir Nidachas, a city in which the majority of the people serve the Avodah Zarah. In either case, such a shofar, either of Avodah Zarah or from a near Dachas, would be asher b'anah. But even so, Rav Lezer says it's kasher. In other words, if one would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah with such a shofar, even though it's asher b'anah, he's still yotzei the mitzvah of shofar. The Gemara actually continues to say that this is actually a matter that was a machlokes between Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshea, or Rav Shaya. Rav Chiya thought that it's kasher, and Rav Shaya thought it's takah pasul. But either way, the Gemara there in Sukkah, in Yerushalmi, says that although there's a machlokas regarding the shofar of Vakum, or a shofar of Yerni Dachas, whether or not you could be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar Rosh Hashanah with such a shofar, but I call moldim a lulav shupasel. But for sure, everyone agrees when it comes to a lulav of Yerni Dachas or of Avodah Zarah, that such a lulav is possible. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah of lulav with such a lulav. So the Gemara asks, Ma ben shofar, ma ben lulav. What's the difference between a shofar and a lulav? So the Gemara quotes where Riosa says that by the lulav it says in the pasuk ulukach tem lachem. So we learn in drasha from the pasuk in Emor that it says that you should take for yourself. It should, that the lulav has to belong to you. Misha lachem, lo misha isar na. But can't be isar na. It doesn't belong to you. Ram hacha yom tshuva yalechem b'kamakom. Over here you have a pasuk. In this week's parsha, in Parsha Pinchas, it says Yom Shoy Yelachem. The phrase Yihyeh says that it should be that way, no matter what. That it should be blown no matter what. So therefore, Mikom Makom, even if it's a shofar of Avodah Zarah or any dachas, still you can blow it and be yotze. So that's the drasha, which the Torah Tumim quotes from this week's parsha, but. The Torah Tumim then goes on to say, he points out that the Bavli seems to have a different reason and actually has a different halacha. The Bavli there distinguishes, in fact, between the shofar of Avodah Zarah and the shofar of Yerni Dachas. That the shofar of Avodah Zarah you shouldn't blow, but with the Eved you're yotzei. But the shofar of Yerni Dachas you shouldn't blow, and if you blow it, even with the Eved you're not yotzei. And the reason in the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah of Chesman Aleph and the Bavli, the reason given is that we say Ksuse Mechta Shiure, that since it's supposed to be burned, the shofar of Yerni Dachas, therefore it doesn't. It's as if it doesn't have a shear. It's as if it's considered to be burnt already. There's no shear. The shofar has a minimum measurement, that you have to be able to when you hold it that it should be sticking out of both sides. So since there's a minimum measurement to the shofar. So a shofar which is considered as if it's burnt, there's no measurement to it. Therefore, can't be yotze with the shofar of Yerni Dachas. That's what the Bavli says. And the Torah Tumim points out that we pass in this way, that a shofar Yerni Dachas is not acceptable. So he wants to say that it would seem that the Bavli actually argues with this drasha of the Rishami. The Bavli does not accept this drasha of Yom Teruah Yihyeh Yelachem, that the Yihyeh teaches us Mikom Makom, that even if it's shofar Yerni Dachas, you can still blow it. So, based on this distinction between the Bavli and Rishami, that the Bavli, according to the Torah Tumim, the Bavli doesn't accept the drasha of Yihyeh, Mikom Makom, so we can understand the halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph, halacha Gimel. In my Torah Tumim, it says Perek Gimel, halacha Gimel, but it's actually in Perek Aleph, halacha Gimel, of Hilcha Shofar, where Rambam speaks about, he actually talks about all these halachos. So he speaks about the shofar of the Zara, and he says you shouldn't blow it, but l'chadchila, but b'di'evet it's okay. The shofar shalim dachas, even b'dievet is not okay. And the shofar agazol, so someone blows with the shofar which is stolen, so it's okay b'dievet, because the mitzvah really is with the kol, with the sound of the shofar, not the actual shofar itself. So you don't even have to really hold on to it. So since the mitzvah is really primarily the kol that comes out from the shofar, but not the shofar itself, so therefore, we say that ein b'kol din gezel, and the kol is not the sound of the shofar is not subject to this to the gezel. The gezel was in the shofar, the physical object, but the mitzvah is performed with the kol that comes out from the object. So that's what the Rambam says, but the Ravid makes he has a saga on that halacha, where he says that ein b'kol din gezel. Ravid says, but even, and he says, you know what? Even if there would be a din gezel in the kol, still yom tshuva lachem mikol makom. Halacha is Rishami. So the Ravid quotes from Rishami that yava drasha b'yeah to teach us that it should be acceptable to the Evid no matter what. So the Mefarshim try to explain why the Rambam not accept this drasha of the Ravid quotes. So the Tarfima says, according to his analysis, that this machlokas, that the Bavli does not accept this drasha, so we understand very well why the Rambam didn't quote the drasha via, because in fact the Bavli doesn't hold that way, and since he's passing like the Bavli, so obviously he's not going to accept his drasha of Iyya. But I was thinking that actually, if you look at the Rishami inside, it's a little strange. I don't know why the Tartumah didn't mention this. But in fact, the Bavli itself is the source, the Rishami itself, rather, if you look at the Rishami inside, rather, the Rishami itself is the source of the Rambam's halacha about the shofar hagazel. Because the Rishami is, after giving the reason to distinguish between the shofar and the luluv, that the shofar, by the luluv, it says, lukachem lachem, that it has to be yours, and therefore it can't come from Yisra and none. That's why a shofar of Avodah Zarah or Avir Nadach is not acceptable. Then, but as opposed to the by the shofar, we have a pasuk of Yom Tshuva Yiyeh Lachem Mikol Makom. So that's one reason that the Gemara gives. The Gemara actually goes on to say, the Rebbe Lazer says a reason, that by the lulav begufo hu yotze, that you actually yotze with the physical lulav by lifting the actual lulav itself. Ram hacha b'kol hu yotze, yesh kol isra b'hana. So the Gemara there, it gives this distinction that the lulav is something which you yotze by physically taking the lulav, but the shofar, you yotze really the mitzvah with a kol. And is there such a thing as isra b'hana and a kol? So there's no issue of Isra Anna and the kol. That's the reason that the Gemara and Rishami has. So it seems that there's these two reasons in the Rishami itself. And the Rambam paskin like one reason. And therefore, a simple reason why the Rambam didn't paskin like the simple reason why the Rambam wouldn't accept what the Ravid says is because the Rambam holds that he's following one reason, not the reason based on the drasha, but the reason based on this chilek misvara, that the lulav is something which you take physically, but by the shofar, the mitzvah is in the kol, so it's not subject to this issue. And how does the Rambam know to take this reason as opposed to the other reason, as opposed to the reason of that the Ravid mentions, this the reason based on the drasha of Yiyelachem, of Yom Tro Yiyelachem? So I saw that I think it was the Mara Panim, points out that if you look in the parallel Gemara in Rishami, in the twelfth parak of Yivamas Halacha Beis, the Gemara there talks about the sandal of for chalitza. The Gemara there quotes the same brisa, the shofar of Avodah Zarah Avir Nadachas Shablezes as kosher, and the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya about this shofar, whether that's kosher or pasul. But then the Gemara goes on to say that everyone agrees by a lulav that a lulav of Avodah Zarah Avir Nadachas is pasul, And again, the Gemara continues to ask, what's the difference between a shofar and a lulav? And it gives, again, these two reasons. The first reason is Rabbi Yossi's reason, that based on psukim, but for a lulav, it says, it has to belong to you, it can't come from Israel, no. But by shofar, it says, Yom Shri Yalechem, Mikol Makom. And Rabbi Lazar gives the alternative distinction, that the lulav is something which you physically are yotze with, you take the actual lulav in your hand, but by the shofar, the mitzvah is with the kol, and there's no isar not in kol. But then the Gemara goes further in the Yivamos to say that everyone agrees by the sandal of the Irin Dachas that it's kosher, because it says chalutz hanal mikomako. So it's a similar drasha to what we find of Yom Tshuva Yelechem mikomako. So the Gemara apparently says that everyone agrees when it comes to the sandal that it should be kosher if it comes from a sandal of Irin Dachas because of this drasha of Chalutz Hanal Mikomakom. But the Gemara there says that Gemara there continues to say that really that Rabbi Mana says just like we find by Yom Tshuva Yelechem Mikomakom, so too by the Chalutz Hanal Mikomakom. What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe explains, and Marapanim is a more expansive explanation of the Pnei Moshe. So the Marapanim in the Yerushalmi Sukkah refers to what he says in the Pnei Moshe in Yivamos, where he explains that Rabbi Mana is saying is that it's not true. That you think that everyone agrees by the sandal of Irin Dachas that it should be kosher because of this drasha of Chalutz Hanal Mikomakom, you should know it's not that way. That just like there's a machlokes whether or not to accept the drasha Yom Tshuva Yelechem Mikomakom, whether or not we accept that drasha, so too the same machlokes would apply to the sandal as well. And according to the way the Pnei Marapanim explains, the point of Rabbi Mona's statement is to point out that, in fact, by the sandal we don't hold that way. That, in fact, by the sandal we would say that it's not acceptable for Shomer Dachas because it's a machlokas, and his point is to say that really we don't follow that position that makes that drasha of Mikomakom. And since Rabbi Mona is a later Amora, so therefore in the Rishami itself, it would seem that if you put together the Rishami in second with the Rishami in Yavamos, it would seem that the halacha should follow the opinion which does not accept the drasha of Mikomakom, neither by the sandal of Chalitza, nor by the shofar of to say that shofar of Rinadach is acceptable based on the drasha of Yilachem, of Yom Tshuva Yilachem. So therefore, we can explain that the Rambam understood internally within the Rishami itself that the Rishami gives these two offers these two explanations why a shofar of Irin Dachas or Avodah Zarah is acceptable. One is based on a drasha of Yom Tshuva Yelechem, but one is based on the svara that there's no isarna in the mitzvah because the mitzvah is really with the kol, not so much the shofar. And therefore, the Rambam extends this to the shofar HaGozel as well. And the Rambam clearly accepts the position, the reason that, based on the idea that the mitzvah is in the kol, and he doesn't paskin the reason that's based on the drasha of Yom Tshuva Yelechem. And perhaps the reason is because the Rishami itself in Yevamos seems to indicate that we don't follow, that the halacha, let's say, would not follow the opinion which is based on the drasha of Yilachem. Therefore, the answer for the Rambam could really be not based on the fact that the Bavli paskens differently from the Rishami, but within the Rishami itself, the Rishami, which is a source for both reasons, so the Rambam paskens like one reason of the Rishami and rejects the other reason of the Rishami. So that's the reason why the Rambam wouldn't accept the hasag of the Ravid that there's a drasha of Yom Tshuva Yelechem. We don't accept this drasha la halacha. Thank you very much.